So, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We are back with Side B, where we're going to continue on into game reviews and some icebreakers into our what you doing, ladies and gentlemen, and into game previews as well. So stay tuned, because we've got a packed episode for you today. So, our guest in the studio, Jody Boy, give us an icebreaker, man. Let's see where we're going.
I'm thinking.
Let's see. It could be anything. Like, it could be. Yeah, okay.
What I want to say is very crazy. No, I know it could be anything. I'm just thinking. Let's see. If aliens were to come to Nigeria, which past president will you pick to negotiate with the aliens?
Negotiate. As in
general,
Nigeria,
maybe the situation in the country is so tough. The Africa is becoming Nigeria.
Dead or alive.
Are we negotiating? Obviously, they make us negotiate what's best for them. Don't give a fuck about us.
Dead or alive.
Which leader can negotiate with aliens to make Nigeria better? Nah, I think it's a messenger.
Yeah, I was going to say OBJ too.
OBJ or Yaradua for me, for real.
Nah, Yaradua was even healthy among human beings. How much more aliens?
Did they ask who was healthy?
No, we're just talking deep. Who can start a conversation with aliens? It's a vaccine, Joe.
Past or present?
Past or present.
What are these questions that we're asking? What do you mean by past or present?
I don't understand. Past or future?
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Everything we're going to ask, like which like government personnel can play flag football or something like that. Like, I didn't know.
Hey, that's a question though. Who do you see?
Which Nigerian politician will be able to play flag football?
Dino Melai.
No, as a quarterback at all.
As quarterback?
No.
Did you say as quarterback or as like a football player?
As a football player.
I said what I said. I said Dino Melai.
Dino, are you serious? Nobody will listen to Dino. He still will be a joke.
He's not a quarterback. You just said as a player.
He's not.
As a player.
He's just a player. Like, he doesn't have to talk.
He just has to run routes.
Dino,
I feel like Dino will make a good rusher.
Yeah.
I think that dancing senator will make a good center.
Dude, what? Are you kidding me?
That dancing senator guy.
That actually makes sense, you know.
I think it'll be a good center. Oh, first team starting Nigerian center.
I mean, clearly he has the knees for it.
And I mean, in the end zone, like, he knows what he has to do. Shout out to G.
Icebreaker. Let's see, which other icebreaker do we have? Am I going to do the whole icebreaker?
No. It's just one icebreaker.
It's usually just one question.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have another one, like, I'm interested in hearing what you mean.
I mean, I'm just scared it's going to relate to Nigerian government.
No.
Like, shoot.
I'm not going
to
do
it. It doesn't have to relate to Nigerian government, John. Don't let these motherfuckers bully you.
Does it have to relate to flag football?
No.
I mean, possibly it could, but it doesn't have to.
It does not have to at all, Johnny. Mm. We've done a chicken and a fight. Would you pick rather fight a chicken or a lion?
Okay.
This was one we did, which I still feel is the best icebreaker we've had. Shout out KY. If you were in a zombie apocalypse, which teammates or person in the league would you be with? Would you pick to be with that person? Like something
all
like that.
Cool.
Shout out KY, man. That's the best.
That's a very good one. Come on, me.
I'll pick all pro cool.
Who's all pro cool?
Wait, doesn't that leave you at a disadvantage, to be honest?
All pro call. Why would that leave me at a disadvantage?
Because, like, if like, you know, you have a horde of zombies that's, mm-hmm. like, about to attack or anything like that, obviously, they're going to grab the first person, like, the weakest person, the slowest person.
I don't know. You're talking about speed.
Speed, agility, now, endurance, stamina.
Wait, hold on. Now, let me tell you why I'm going to pick my guy all pro cook.
Okay.
As I had told you earlier, my nigga's a videographer. He has the line of vision. I'm not going to be just down there like that. I'm going to tell Cole to go up into the sky and have the vision. He has to be the watchtower. He got to tell me what's happening so that I can be the worker bee trying to assemble whatever line of defense we got to do down there before they get to us. It's called teamwork. Mm.
I mean, that's risky too, because if he decides, man, I'm gonna just sit this one out.
I'm gonna say this.
Then it's over for you.
How fucking good.
I mean, it's everyone for himself in the zombie apocalypse, right? Because they make you try to kill you.
Then why would you tell us to pick people if it's everyone for
himself? Now, let me tell you what KY said.
Come on.
This is the first one. You have to Just to be safe, I'll just pick someone where if it had to be me or the person, it won't be hard for the zombies to decide. That's how my decision will be based.
Wow. Know your niggas. These are your friends.
Yeah, it's a zombie apocalypse, man. Ain't no more friends.
Yo.
Alrighty. Laz, are you on? It's time for game reviews.
Okay, that's on me, actually.
Snigger Larry, man.
Whatever. Anyways.
Boys, I'm down now. Find a way for me.
Just want to make sure the house is complete.
We full ground. We full ground.
Yeah, now let's go. Zara, kick us off.
Laza, you did what?
Why?
I should shut up.
So Larry should do it.
No, don't worry. Do it. Don't mind, Laz.
What did I do? I don't do shit.
Nigga, is you smoking?
Am I what?
Is you smoking?
She said, give me this one, Zion. Zion, you're on game with me. Just go ahead.
Kick off.
Okay, great. So now, dear listeners, we're on to game review. This is this part of the show where we discuss all the games that commence over the weekends. We will review the plays, the scores, the deciding moments for each game, and then we'll review our picks from previous episode and see who won this round of, you know, favorites to win, shit like that. So we'll start off with the first game this weekend, rather last weekend, and it premiered with Phoenix. Starting their first game of the season versus the Capital City Alphas. So Phoenix won that game and they came out with flag football term for that would be, but in
a blowout.
Football, footy. Oh, is it a shutout?
Yeah, okay, shot out, blow out.
Yeah. Okay, great, yeah, perfect.
So, much frames, it's not scoring.
Yeah. So what you would call in footy as a clean sheet is a blowout in flag football or American football. So they got 22 points on the scoreboard.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. That's a really good start to their season. I think that's the highest ever in a game. So far, 22 points has been highest in a game a team has put out. And unfortunately, the Alphas could not convert and they got, you know, zilch, nada, zero, a big old hole in their hearts, shit like that. So, you guys, what do you think about this game? I mean, if you listen to part A, I already spoke about how it already started off exciting as hell.
Oh yeah, yeah, please repeat that for Odie to hear, because yeah, I swear, Odie, you cannot hear the shit with your head, man. Like,
so how this game started was, I'll paint the picture. It was a hot day in bloody fucking Abuja, and the alphas were on the field. First of all, Phoenix stepped out in hot red, danger red. They were like, nah, we came to kill some wolves out here. You know, Phoenix is burning, shit like that. The wolves came out in their old jerseys, blacked out. They're like, nah, we're hunting, my nigga, this and that. Now, the wolves, they start off on offense. They progress up the field. They actually get up to the 30-yard line. QB's still doing her one-trick pony moves of lateral short passes. She's completing those passes. Now, I don't know why, but she says, you know what? I've read the defense. I'm going to throw this ball deep into the corner. And then, boom, gets picked. Now, not only is she just picked, she's picked. Now, this guy runs all the way down. He jukes one. Jukes two, even jukes the second guy with style says, because that guy could have really hurt him, probably pulled a muscle there, I don't know. He jukes the second guy in style. Tell me why my guy ran all the way to the end zone line. His body was right at the end zone line, and he spikes the ball before the end zone line.
He's still crazy.
So he does not get the pick six.
That is still crazy, man.
And that is how that game started. Now, nope. Divo
busted. You're not done. Legs. Exactly. You're not done.
Exactly. To bust your brain further. This of now, Phoenix is hot. They're like, yes, this is a favorable position. Let's just, you know, first to draw blood. Bah! It's literally like less than 5 minutes into this game, guys. And the guy's like, damn. Rookie QB, ghost, looking Umi in the eye like, I'm showing you what you should have done. And then this guy takes, say, hurt, that, 3 steps back. Phew, throws a pick. Literally throws a pick right there at the end.
Yeah, I still need to see this sequence.
Right.
It's still surreal to believe.
It's a beautiful sequence of ball. And the fact that it doesn't even stop there. Like, it's almost like they were just doing tit for tat. Like, pop, pick, pop, pick, pop, pick. It was wild. It was wild. I'm not going to lie. But,
So, quick question. Yeah. How many picks were thrown in this game?
In this game, 5, actually.
All together or by each team?
Yeah, so apparently Ghost threw 3 picks and Umi threw 2.
Damn.
Yeah. To be honest, again, because I had the liberty of watching tape, he really, Alpha's defense dropped a lot of their picks. So he probably would have thrown a whole lot more picks, but they just kept on dropping the picks.
And they won by 22-0.
As in 22-0, my nigga.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the team that was more prepared showed. Because like you said, this was 56th first game of the season. They had been on bye last week.
I'm not going to lie to you. And I don't want to jinx the Alphas or jinx anything or shit like that, but it's going to be like, I don't know, Larry, you probably, you know, you have a little experience in this, but it's going to be like one of those things where people use it, they're going to use that team to score points, to get points. They're just going to use it as like, oh, that's your win for this season and get points on.
Wait, what would you mean by I got experience in this?
Because of Lagos Mavericks last season, my nigga, I will remind you.
Oh, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's why I'm gonna remind you like that. So yeah, yes, they were prepared. They started off the season with a bye week, so they were more prepared than anyone else. They've watched all of the 4 teams play. Yeah, they're prepared that. I mean, they also got like their what would you call that? Their stats. They're actually a very stacked team. So they have quite a few.
Are they more standard in your team?
Yeah. No, no. My team literally has 8-9 people on the whole team. Every other team has at least 11, 12 above. We have 8. Steady 8. So when I mean stack, I mean like they have personnel. They have rookies that are great.
Yes.
They have vets that are great. So that their defense actually, I'm not gonna lie, their defense actually looks more of a problem than their offense. And I'm only saying that because they're at the helm of their offense, their quarterback, I'm not gonna rate him too highly because he's a rookie QB. So that's the finish, yeah. So but I'm not gonna rate their game so much because it's again it's alphas. The team has that team has the most rookies on it. I don't know. I'm not gonna really say.
Do it all the way still, like credit still has to be given where it's due.
No, for because sure.
Everybody, like I know, I understand. Like when all those teams are there, where people probably see them as mismatches or more favorable in terms of the matchups. Maybe you look at it from the female QB angle, the limitations that come with it, having a more condensed defensive game plan to kind of squeeze out what she does well and put her in uncomfortable situations. Like, all those are there. But, like, still, you still have to execute. Like, you still have to score. You still have to put points on the board. You still have to prevent them from scoring. So, I think scoring 22, opening game of the season, coming off their bye, I think is a good way for them to start. Even if, like, regardless of the opposition they played, I think it's good when you start like that with a defensive backbone, shutting them out and not conceding anything.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Sure. I think that was, I'll probably say that was like a very good performance from them. Obviously, okay. Like, it should not relax thinking like every game is going to be like that, but yeah, I think that's the same.
And I'll just have you know, I'll just have you guys know that this, mind you, the week before this last game, remember Vikings played Alphas and you guys gave us shit that our defense was shit. How can you only get 20 points against the Alphas? Bah, 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 bah. These niggas got only 22.
Nigga, y'all conceded 8.
Yeah,
they conceded no points.
But my point is, you guys kept on saying, oh, you should have gotten more points.
You basically beat them 12-0. And one of your touchdowns, if I remember, wasn't it a pick six?
Okay, and?
What are you talking about?
Is that not points? And
what? Nigga, your offense scored only 16 points. Or less. No, actually. Your offense scored... I'm dead. Your offense scored 14 points.
Okay,
Their offense scored 22 points.
Yeah, it still counts.
No. I mean, like,
Listen. Let's not talk like we're football rookies here. One offense, because I heard you guys say, "Oh yeah, you know, he's a rookie QB, so we can't read much into." Fuck that. The Vikings QB, is he a rookie?
No.
So what are we talking about? A rookie QB went out there and scored 22 points against a very good Alphas defense, according to what we said from last week. A veteran QB went out and scored 14 points against a very good defense. The Vikings basically beat the Alphas by 12 points. Meanwhile, the Phoenix beat the Alphas by 22 points. 10 points difference. Nah, let's chill. Let's chill.
Give it was 14, eight. Not 12, bitch.
Wait, what?
No, like the point
it
is
was
like
14, not can 12. Four?
Wait, you beat them 28, right?
But the offense scored 14.
No. Oh, that. I literally just said that. The offense got 14 points. Their offense got 22 points.
And I was talking about the 14 and 22. Like you said, it's a difference of 10 points. I'm like, no, it's 8.
Sorry.
Get your facts right, nigga. That's what I'm saying.
It's a difference of 8 points.
Get your
the
facts
8 points Umi scored, basically give it to them on the Phoenix. And that, maybe then, you'll match the Phoenix score. This week, the offense scored how many? 7 points. So seven in two games, yeah, the Phoenix offense have scored, the Phoenix QB has scored more points in two in one game than your offense has scored in two games. That's brazy. That's brazy.
Okay. No problem. No problem. Like you can literally say what you want to say. No,
I'm not saying what I want to say. I'm saying what the facts is.
Yeah, he's
not no, wrong. But it's there's context in all of this.
Fuck context. This is fact. This ain't context. You had two games.
There
in two
is
games.
Context.
Okay. Let me see the context. Okay. So okay. Game one. Zara scores, and if I remember, Rondo scores. Rondo Zara, 14 points. Nice. Game two, touchdown one, extra point, 7 points. And what else? Did I miss something?
It's Zara, it's still the same.
14 plus 7 is 21.
Context I'm even looking at. Y'all, it's okay. Because from what I remember when we had this whole like back and forth, you guys were coming at my neck. As in my double chins, in fact, that way. Oh, it's a bigger field. You guys were being too nice with the were on defense with the alphas, blah 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 blah. And I'm like,
okay, you know what? You know what? Yeah, Z. When do the alphas play the Mavericks?
Probably game week. Not this.
It's not the next one, yeah? Because you guys get to buy
the next one. Yeah, it's the next one. I'm not alphas. Are you talking about alphas?
No. I'm saying that Vikings get the bye this week, yeah?
Vikings get the bye this week.
Yeah, so it's alphas. Alphas probably play Panthers?
Panthers, yeah. Alphas,
okay,
Panthers,
so
Phoenix,
the week
Mavericks.
After that, Mavericks get... So when do the Mavericks get the bye?
Mavericks have already had... They had the bye last week.
Phoenix had the bye last week now.
Phoenix was the first week. They didn't play the very first week.
Wait, you guys have played two games. Am I wrong or am I right?
The first bye was Phoenix.
Bye was Phoenix.
Then this week was who? Mavericks.
Mavericks.
Yes.
Yeah. So this week is the Mavericks. Okay. Then, yeah. So let's wait till then. Let's see. The Mavericks have a veteran QB. Am I right? Hayes is a veteran QB.
Yeah.
Let's see how Hayes stacks up. They have a more veteran team and with mobile rookies. Let's see how they stack up against the Alphas. So we'll see from there.
Are you talking about this week? No, this week is...
No. The week after that. Next.
You see, the Panthers were taking the Alphas, man. So I guess...
I keep trying to say about this whole thing where it's like, you know what? Let's just see how it goes. Because that's what I keep on trying to tell people. It's like a lot of people keep on saying, oh, how can you not? How can you let her do this and that? I promise you, when you're on the game tonight, when you have literally have
no,
the game,
no,
tonight,
like, she's a good QB.
No,
like,
we're not. Is this is not even about Umi.
No, this is even about. It's more on the defense and your offense.
I know. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all now. That's what I'm like. If you let me finish, I'm trying to tell y'all. She is a that's the reason why she is a good QB, because her passes are literally, it feels like a handoff. It's literally a drop off, right? So defense at that point, right? Dropping off anybody where you think you're going to like sack her or you know get the flag of whoever she's dropped off to, and it's a lot. It happens a lot faster than you think, and that's the reason why Phoenix also took that as well. They changed their style of defense as well. In those moments as well, everybody kind of starts off as like a zone, like it's like a you know cover base or whatever you do zone, but then once you now see how they play, once you see how quickly they are able to, you know, start the game, start the play, you have to adjust, and it becomes almost like a man.
Wait, hold on. Let me get something clear.
Sean, please. Johnny, please go on. I want to hear you. What are you saying?
No, I'm saying that if Umi can throw the long passes for Swell, I'm afraid they will have more touchdowns. But she can't, because she's really working with the qualities of her receiver she has, and she's using her own capacity, her abilities to the fullest. Yes, and if Alphas really want to score touchdowns, score points, Umi should play QB for the whole quarters or for the four quarters.
Okay, Johnny, you're spot on. Let me understand something. Chill.
Yeah.
Help me out here. We're playing against a team that's run heavy. Mm. We know the QB doesn't have an arm. We know the QB doesn't have a deep play.
Mm.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
We are not playing deep coverage.
We're not
playing cover one. It's not going over the top.
Exactly.
For cover one, we're playing cover zero.
Cover zero, cover
exactly. One. Exactly. That's literally what everybody does. I promise you, it seems like it's a joke or like it's like you cannot envision it or it's like film trick. When this girl, like sometimes even when she tries to make those deep passes, it looks like what the fuck is happening right now? And she still makes it.
No, so why I even say cover one is if we get so beat on cover zero and she sees a mismatch and she just has to just float the ball in the air because there's so much separation.
I'm leaving one
safety over the top. But if I'm playing that coverage, then all these underneath things can happen because that's where my whole defense is.
And
that's
really? No, so let me get to you on that. They even changed it a bit in this second game because they had a second QB on the field too. In this game, honestly, what messed them up for Alphas is for some reason she was trying this new. I think she was trying to do like the moving around thing that QBs do. And it just wasn't helping her. And she had so many fumbles.
Fumbles?
Yeah, well, when you were trying to do a handoff and if you know.
Our fumble recovery.
Wait. I have a couple of questions. Hold on.
There's no fumble recovery, please.
No, I know. You guys do. I thought we said you guys don't do running play.
Apparently, we do. They didn't change everything. Apparently, we do. We do running plays. We still have a no-run zone. We can't actually punt the ball. It's NAFA rules literally there. Like, just same NAFA rules or whatever. So we still have running plays, and we still have a no-run zone.
So how many runs do you have per drive?
You can do as many as you want, Managa.
Then it means nothing changed.
I have a question.
So
she's quickly. Not just like she is run heavy. I would say three quarter of her completed passes. No, 7/8 of her completed passes are runs.
Wait, I have a question. Defense or the defenders know that once the ball is snapped, there's no longer a line of scrimmage.
They know.
So how are they letting from a run play a player get 10 yards for 4 or 5 yards?
It's not 10 yards. Now come on.
No, it's 10 yards for the first down.
I'm saying the run play, the actual run play, it doesn't get up to 10 yards, but they do have. They have some really slanky like running backs. They have really good running backs. They have
missed
flags. You're talking missed flags. Yeah, missed tackles.
Missed tackles,
missed flags. The drop off is so quick. The guy is moving through zigzagging in the middle of defensive.
So the collapse defense is terrible.
Larry, please. Because the thing is, like, usually with these handoffs, the running backs or receivers, they have to be as close to the QB as possible, which entails as close to the, that's how far behind the line of scrimmage as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, okay, I have seen this play before and I am the defense and I have set up. How? Because they have to advance up the field. They are coming to meet you.
I promise you, they're advancing up that field.
Like, I'm trying to understand how this defense is.
Like, it seems like, because it, I know how
defense against a QB like this and an offense that you've pictured. I know what I will not do.
I promise you, it sounds like film trick.
It just sounds like bad defense.
Ask Johnny. Like, I'm not, you know what? Remove me from here. Ask Johnny. It sounds like film trick.
Larry, I don't know, man. Johnny, I don't know too, but it just sounds like bad defense to me. I mean, if you tell me maybe on a play, obviously you have spectacular running backs. They can make plays. If you tell me a play, two plays, I understand it. But if that is how their offense is built and it's something that she's doing again and again, and it's also like showing that she's not having to go long, because what she also
reads it when they don't have safeties. She also sees they don't have a safety. She's going to hang time that ball, and her players are jumping in the air for that ball.
She has players that are willing to make.
What you guys are basically saying is she's running RPOs. A rookie QB is actively running RPOs.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's stop it. Come on now. You really need better to this kind of thing.
Larry, I can't see it. I'm sorry. I'm trying to
see. Okay, it's fine. Don't see it. Don't watch the games then. I'm like, Jesus.
Come on, this girl, she's not.
Like, I'm telling you, it sounds. Like, yes,
this girl is playing to win. She's not playing to fill in.
Do you guys agree with me that if you take out this shot, dump off passes.
No, passes, obviously. You cost negative yards.
Are you telling me she will not have to play like a regular QB that is limited and have to make some tough decisions?
Of course she would. And she would have even probably stopped QBing halfway through the first game if she knew she was going to keep on throwing. But I promise you, please, guys, just humor me and watch their game. At least the first half of their game this Sunday. Just humor me. Please. That's what I'm asking. I promise you, it sounds like film trick. You know what? Maybe you guys can see what we're not seeing.
I'm definitely going to watch the game. The only reason why I didn't miss last Sunday was because I had like practice. But like I watched the game. Like I saw her first game. Like I was like, she's nice. But like I was also saying, that's the first game. Like this is
How open season, everybody like, even was saying that. Oh, Alfred Vikings were playing easy on them.
There's no film on her. Like played
easy on them and shit.
But Phoenix didn't me, like, play easy game, on them.
Phoenix did not like, play easy game. On her. Phoenix not play easy on her. I cannot. Honestly, Johnny, do you remember even any like sacks? Actual sacks. No, recorded against Umi. I don't know if she actually has sacks, like maybe one or two.
She doesn't have sacks. He's really playing a decent game, the quarterback.
It's shocking everybody. It's like
we don't have really good.
It's a nice surprise. It really is a nice surprise.
Yeah, you guys have played against
I think we're seeing different angles, because we're not saying she's not nice. Like she's nice.
You're just wondering how nobody's able to stop it.
I'm just seeing it more from the defense. I'm just thinking they are not doing.
Yes, exactly. Why isn't the defense able to stop it?
Trust me
when I say, like her running back and her center, they came to motherfucking play. I like those trenches boys. They came to motherfucking play.
That's nice. I mean, I'm definitely watching. I love it that like that's what's happening. It's just crazy to see, especially from like someone that is defensive minded, because like
I know, I feel you. It just seems like what the fuck, but it's really that. It's like how is she able to complete these passes? How is she able to run their running backs and their centers are able to find their way right there at least 5 yards? They're crawling up the field like only almost always again. That's why I keep on saying that she is kind of like one of the best quarterbacks right now, statistically on paper, because obviously she's getting the completions and shit. But she holds onto the ball for a very long time, for more than what people expect. Do you get what I mean? Like, the offense actually has the ball for a very long time. And again, like I said, she's only thrown two interceptions, you know, first game, two interceptions this game. Do you get what I mean?
Fair enough.
Yeah, I feel fair. Like, shout out to my man.
Shout out to me. I don't know how she did it or how she's doing
Again, I told you guys we're not gonna do this.
I'm gonna do it because women support.
Wait, hold on. First game, she threw how many picks?
Two.
Second game, two. So statistically, she's 1-4. Yeah. The one touchdown, four picks.
Not four pick sixes, just four picks.
No, four picks. One pick six.
No, yeah? not four picks, one pick six. No, it's not four picks, one pick six. It's okay. Well, I guess, yeah, four picks, one pick six.
Yeah. So I'm confused as to how that statistically is the best QB. She has a minus of 3, or technically 4, because one of them was a pick 6, so it was a turnover involving
that cost them points.
In terms of completions,
hold on, I have a question again.
Where
how many QBs have won the league with most incompletions? The season where Peyton Manning won MVP in the NFL, he didn't win it for 50 completions, he won it for 50 touchdowns. Even if he might have thrown about, what, 10 to 15 picks?
15 picks, I think, last season.
So, technically speaking, her ratio
is... She's thrown the least each game.
But it doesn't matter. If you've thrown the least each game and your team is losing each game... But then...
Oh, my goodness. I feel... Okay, so that's the thing where you guys do. It's like, okay... I get it. And I truly get it. I understand it's you always hold the quarterback accountable for anything, offense or whatever. But sometimes we're just talking about the individual on their own. I'm talking about just the QB on it. So now I'll bust your brain. That this is something that we do in Abuja where I don't know why, but there's an actual award for best quarterback and there's an award for MVP.
Now y'all are taking the piss in Abuja. What are you talking about?
Dude, I don't know. I don't know how they started it. I met it like that. That's what it is.
Okay, damn. So the last person to win best quarterback, what were their season stats?
Who won best quarterback last season? Johnny, do you remember? I don't know. I didn't go. I don't remember it. So yeah, maybe him.
The elite
QB.
Yeah, so how many touchdowns? How many picks did you throw?
I don't know. They didn't even tell us the stats, man. It's management that knows. It's management that knows. But then even at that was even funny because I truly didn't get it again. I think he won over Chingy by the amount of touchdowns Ike had, as opposed to Chingy. Because Chingy had most completions, I think, last season, which was, you know, funny. But, you know, whatever.
Okay. Because obviously it depends on the criteria you guys decide to use. But, like, a major criteria for, like, QB or...
It's definitely
the touchdown to interception ratio.
Oh, also another thing,
percentage. Because if these passes are being completed but you don't score points, like you are more or less going to lose games.
Yeah, and then also I don't know if the best QB. Yeah, I don't know if this also adds to or if it matters in any way, but remember that our league had QBs rushing.
Rushing touchdowns.
Yes, some QBs had rushing touchdowns. You know, that's a way to move your offensive line, obviously. You know, gain your yards, make the first down. You get... If Umi was playing in that season, she's not running anywhere. she cannot, like, she really is not running anywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, like, shout out to them, man. Like, their game. It's, we've been on this game forever, which is just...
I know. Well,
yeah, I mean...
But all I'm just saying is, like
good results.
Phoenix, great way to kick off, you know, coming into season six. 22 points on the scoreboard. That's still the highest in two games, in, well, two game weeks. Like, the highest amount of points scored by a team. So, shout out that.
Let's see if they can keep up with the Mavericks.
Exactly. Let's see how they play against their former teammates, Mavericks.
Yeah.
Okay, they play the Mavericks next.
They play the Mavericks next, yes.
So, if they win the Mavericks, will we say they are the best team in the league?
Hey, arguable. They still have to play Vikings after that and Panthers after that.
There's that Phoenix, Vikings, Panthers, and I can even say Mavericks. We're all on.
Everything about this season is just so different and so fresh and so exciting.
Exactly. Everything is fresh. You can't predict.
It's because, like, teams and players are jumbled about, they're spread across. Exactly. It's not the same exact teams. You have so much new potential. The amount of rookies in this game is like, wow.
The rookies are showing, rookies are stepping up.
Yeah. It's really exciting. This whole season, it's really exciting. It really is. I'm not gonna lie. The two people you think I think maybe in everybody, well, not everybody, but in a lot of people's heads, they would expect that the two teams now at this point that should go to the finals are probably Panthers and Mavericks. Everybody's just because of, oh, they're one of the longest standing in the leagues, you know. Mavericks have been, you know, fan favorites or whatever since long time gone, since how many times you make it to the play to the finals. At this point, they've now removed your ops. You better show out, you know. It's like there's something there for them. Then you have Panthers as just like the wild card that nobody could really, you know, predict because of just the way Chingy plays, you know. Mm-hmm. And now everybody has that thing in their head. Everybody probably had that thing in their head before the season started. And now as the season started, everybody's just like, yo, wait, so there's something different in the air. And I promise you, please watch Abuja flag football games. Even if it's the first half or the first quarter. You know what? The first quarter is always exciting.
I watched the game. Like I said, it was just last week because I had practice. But I watched the game. Like, I watched the first one. I saw how long it took for the Mavericks to score in that opening game, and how the Panthers were playing, and Happiness's debut. Like, I saw that. I saw the other one too with the female QB. Like, I saw her driving down the field, but then they couldn't score, and then you guys scored. Like, I saw all that. So I know how the league is trending. It's just like there's some things again that you still have to question when you hear about it, regardless of how the eye test, because the eye test is there, but then they start to, like, there are things that usually lead to things. So, like, turn over the ball a lot, you are expected
for
to lose
the
game. You don't score a lot, you are expected to lose the game. Like, for there are things. Yeah. And then, obviously, too, game plans that go in, you go into a game where what the QB does well. If they still do what they do well, that means your defense came unprepared, no matter how good the quarterback is or the other team is. Like, if they come in knowing fully what they do best and they do it effortlessly to the point where they can even do other things, then that means there was lack of preparation or the defense is just not good enough. And then you have players that could probably, like, you could hold to different points or play better defense against, you have them going off, and then that reflects on the score, and that's why you lose close games. Like, all those things, they factor in. So no matter how it looks, like, there are things that should just be in certain ways for things to look or for results to come out, because that's how the game is structured. Like, you can't cheat the game, you can't trail off touchdowns, you can't trail off interceptions and expect to win the game. Like, things like that are not supposed to happen. If that happens, then that means there's an even bigger problem on the other side because they had so much chances, like they had opportunities, and then day two, like what they did and all that decisions they made in key moments, like close to the end of the half, situational football, you don't call timeouts on time and then you end up leaving the field when you could have scored. All those things that factor in that we talk about in decisions that end the game, they are the things that should be considered like on both sides. So that's how like the games usually turn out and how you enjoy even watching them. Because when you now watch and see something like you're like, oh, here you should have like made this pass instead of doing this, like you shouldn't have thrown into this area, you should have like taken the check down instead and live to see the next down. Like all those decisions are why we love the game. So we just always wanted to be played, like want to see it being played the right way. That's all we're about. And then yeah, let's go to the next game.
Oh Jesus.
The so, one yeah. that was the one that was
even more
highlight of the week.
Yeah, but it was such a good game, I'm not gonna lie. It was, I mean, you know what? It was the second game came with the Panthers, the Abuja Panthers meeting the Abuja Vikings. Yeah. So this was a powerhouse. What's it called?
This was an actual game.
We have two people, two reps from the team, myself being a Vikings player and Johnny OJ being a Panthers player, to also give like any insights as to how this game went.
Like how you were thinking as the game was going on, because like
yeah,
like
exactly. An easy one, the scoreline ended up as 21 to Panthers and 19 to Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, reviews on that. I mean, she.
Let's start with the victor. Johnny OG.
Yeah.
What do you think about this game?
Well. I was well. She has said it all. I have little or nothing to add up. But this is what flag football should look like. Mm. That game showed lots of highlights, athleticism, professionalism, you know, discipline, game plan, tactics, strategies, drills and grills and all of that. And I must testify that for a long time I was proud to, you know, play this sports flag football. You know, it just shows that no game is going to be easy. Even with the Alphas, like, they can just pull a stunt and, you know, we never can tell what can happen. But for this game, you know, and unlike the regular flag football games, like, you can't imagine a quarter just ending with just, like, one touchdown or no touchdowns. You understand that kind of a thing? Because the defense was sharp. The defensive lineup from the Vikings was very, very alert. I did not bet that we could even get a touchdown, because the first two touchdowns they scored against us were picks and two complete pick six from Cole and Rodney. And also,
Cole got a pick six. And Dems got a pick six.
Exactly. Yeah. Dems and Cole. Another interesting part that we could not just lose two games just like that. And
okay, so you guys felt like your backs were against the wall. You want to start the season for one?
Yeah, I told myself that if we're going to lose this game, I'm not going to play for the rest of the season, because I'm also the MC for the flag football, you know, league. I'm just focused on the MC and all of that. What am I playing if we're losing two games?
Yeah, while we started the season like that.
Exactly, but due to the Vikings, you know, professionalism, and due to the Vikings, because at the end of the day, everybody wants to win the championship. The Vikings, they have 8 players, but I tell you, they have good quality players that are ready to break a sweat. Step up. And the game started getting more intense. They were always, any touchdown they make, we have to make our own touchdown until we got to the final minutes. Like, the only difference was that we had a female touchdown. And I'm telling you, if Dr. Z had made a touchdown in the last seconds, like, we're gone. Like, there was no two ways about it. So, yeah, that was one hell of a game.
Oh, Zari had a chance to score the end.
Yeah, and they picked it.
Yeah, they picked it. And the only
QB threw it right into our hands.
Let me tell you the interesting thing about my touchdown. I was so into the game that I even snatched the ball from my teammates. That's how close I thought now. So, like,
and to be honest, like when we watched the tape, it was like film trick, really, when he passed us, because Cole was right there. Cole missed the flag, like it slipped through his hands. And even Rondo was already pointing, like, ah, Cole already has it, had the flag. He didn't realize when he looked down, like Rondo actually stopped. Like we had three players there already to stop Johnny. But I don't know whether it's because we had gassed the fuck out or whatever. Literally missed Johnny's flag. Like everybody was like, what the fuck just happened? It was so literally that.
I knew I scored a touchdown when I saw the reaction of the fan. But the only thing at the back of my head was that I'm getting to the end zone. That was the only thing. Like literally, I grabbed the ball from my teammate. My teammate is small. He's literally like 5 feet one each or 5'2". I don't even know. Like, I don't know his height, man. He's in between a hobbit or a dwarf. But like,
I mean, like,
no, but he really is. He really is. They call him small stout. Small.
Shout out small stout.
Shout out to small stout, man. One of the finest rushers in the game.
And that was another great thing. I will give Panthers that. That was actually such like a smart move to use Smalls as a rusher. Yeah, so okay. Funny. You see this small person because everybody else is trying to use their biggest player as a rusher. Because if you use them, obviously maybe they're too big and you can't really see above them or whatever, they distract you and shit. And you have Smalls there that's fast as fuck, right? Mm-hmm. And it can, if you dare do a handoff or like a drop off, you might, I swear, and he gets that ball, it's a pick six.
Straight up, it's a pick six.
Because he's fast and he's small. Like he will jump a little bit. So he'll be able to, like, if you dare do that drop off thing, like he might take your fucking ball. So I like how everyone's strategy is just like a little bit different with each game. It's like it's amazing to see, I swear.
And with the way the Vikings played, I can like tell you fair and square, the Vikings can take the Mavericks, the Vikings can take the Phoenix. I have no doubts. They played really good. They can take any team in the league.
You guys have ballers on the team, like. It's just decision making because, like we said, your quarterback gives you 6 picks and it costs you 12 points. The issue is the other team didn't score enough, but when you give that much points to the other team, you are supposed to lose. Like, that means you just. How many touchdowns did he throw?
He threw
4.
3 touchdowns.
So that was 3 touchdowns to 6 picks.
5 to 5 picks.
Yeah, like you have to clean that up because that would usually lose you games. And then Vikings, on the other hand, you need to score. Like these are extra possessions that were like wasted in the end.
Like it's always at the motherfucking end zone, bro. Like we'll match up the fucking field.
Yeah, because all that doesn't matter if you don't score. It's even better you have a one play over the top score that you match down the field, because then you take time and then it amounts to nothing. And then that's what the whole point of the game is, scoring. It's not just driving down the field. Like if you drive down the field, you need to convert in the end zone. That's what the difference is.
Sorry for interjecting, but what you just said is exactly what happens to the Alphas. Umi, they get to the end zone, but they don't score.
Well, a little bit too like Vikings. Like
a lot like Vikings from this game.
I mean, Vikings and Alphas, they were all the same team. Shit. They were all the same team like last season. But it's literally like that. It just, there's something that my QB really has to work on. And he knows that. I even told him today as well. Everybody in the world, just like, I was just speaking to a lot of different people. And it seemed like as if on our offensive line, but maybe that's just last week. But on our offensive line, the weakest link on the offensive line at the moment, at that moment, was our QB. Like, everybody was on game. Everybody was locked in. We hardly had drops. We don't really have a lot of sacks and fumbles. It's like, so what exactly is the problem? And it's, I see that it's usually when we get to that point of converting, getting a touchdown.
Yeah, that has to be priority in practice.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we because already have a start.
Because like there is no, like, we're talking about turnover differential now in the first episode. Mm-hmm. Like, this is clearly a team that should win just solely based off of turnover differential, because they gave you the ball back so many extra times, and then some of those times they gave you the ball back with points. So, like, it's a whole different case if it's a clean game from the Panthers and then maybe they just don't throw pick sixes. Then it's not even a close game to start with. We're not having a one female touchdown difference, maybe the difference between win and loser. Like, this is going to be a clear beat down because they are not turning the ball over and they are scoring. But them turning the ball over and your defense scoring from it is why you guys were in it. Like, they were like, setting up the offense, like, let's see. But then the offense just could not score in the red zone, because you drive down the field, like, it does not matter. If you get three and outs, like, that, then they don't get punished for it, because ideally you get punished for turning over the ball. Like, it's supposed to cost you because it's a mistake. But when they get away with it again and again, that's something that they should be punished for. And then if the offense is converting on half of these turnovers, then we're not even having this conversation. Like, they're winning by two scores, because then they are scoring and they are collecting the ball from you. Like, the game will probably have been 35-21 or something like that. So, yeah, I think the offense needs to work on red zone, especially, like, that has to be majority of practice. It does not profit us if we drive down the field and not score. It's still zero. Like,
thankfully, we have that bye week for a reason to work on what the fuck we need to be working on.
Yeah, and then shout out the Panthers too, like, to overcome turning the ball over that much and still winning the game.
Wallahi.
Johnny having the dagger one.
I swear, wallahi.
Like, shout out, man, because I can imagine being on our offensive rush down, I'm like, again, like, we're giving them the ball, like, we're having to run after these guys so they don't.
I'm not gonna lie to you, like, the Panthers at some point, like, their players will not even move. For real, they will not even move. They will just, like, stand, like, what do you want to throw? Like. They were a bit unsettled. I think Chingy was not prepared for what our defense was. And I think that's the thing with a lot of, like, when we came into this season, a lot of people saw the names on our team and they were just like, this is an offensive team. They're not going to do squiddly shit on defense. But, you know.
Shout out Viking, shout out Chingy, shout out Oproko, shout out Johnny, shout out Z for giving us an exciting game this weekend. Shout out to the victors that came out on top of the matchup.
I do want to mention one thing though, one important thing for this game. And Johnny, I'll send you video evidence, because I have video evidence of a call that was just so bad, which led to your female touchdown, by the way. A call that was just so bad. But, you know, I understand that maybe Dr. Z is a bit too fast for the mere mortal eyes. And, you know, so they might have seen that I removed the flag before she got the ball. But if you see it on camera, on tape, you see that I got the flag right after she gets the ball.
At the end of the day, you know, it's not always a fair game. We might always have the game that we want to
play. Yeah, I mean, because...
no, I'm just, that's my only look, right? It's different. It's when you see that the whole scope of things, yes, it's maybe this minor blimp does not add to the main whatever of what the game is, right? But me personally, I said that game for me was going to be personal. I said that for me. I said it to anybody that would listen. I was like, that game is personal for me. Two reasons. I actually was supposed to be on the Panthers.
Yes, you left us.
I actually was supposed to be on the Panthers. But I decided to go to a team that did not have any females at the time. I was like, I'm not about to bench anybody. Not that I can't. I definitely can. But I was not. I was like, they have girls. Like, it doesn't, it's not evened out. Let me go somewhere that doesn't have any female players. So I went there. I went to Vikings. Now, why again was also personal for me is because I know how Happiness plays. Out of every other female in this league, I know how Happiness plays. I've watched her, you know? So I was using, I personally used, like, I was like, okay, now I'm facing, to me, it was almost like, oh, I'm playing against someone in from Lagos. Like, I'm playing against Lagos players. I don't know if, Shane, when you get what I mean. Because I used you guys as, like, when I went for national triads, I told everybody, like, I learned, after learning what I've learned in Abuja, Abuja only gave me so much. I was looking for more. And when I went to Lagos, I found more. And I found a way for me to get better. Me personally. So now, Happiness was at that tryout as well. So I've seen how she plays there as well. In the all-female team. And everything. So I know how she plays. So I was just like, you know what? This is a good way for me to actually showcase, you know, defense. Right? I know this girl is a baller. She's a basketball player. She's a damn good basketball player. She's much taller than me, right? And she has her wingspan is already easy. Her wingspan is taller than me, my nigga. Do you get what I mean? She has a 6-foot wingspan. I am not even 5'8". So I was just like, you know what? I'm going to go there smart. I'm going to go into this game smart. I know I'm faster than her. So I was like, you know what? Stay on her like white on rice. And that's what I did. That's what I fucking did. You know? So to get that call of me doing illegal defense, like, it hurt me, man. I was like, what? And the worst aspect is that I couldn't challenge it. And that's what pained me. Because I could, it's like, you are saying you saw it, you saw it, you saw it. You were so sure. In fact, Chinky was so sure he was even going to say, he had someone recording or whatever. He was like, he was going to say, tell that person to come in and show it on tape. He was so sure. Everybody was so sure. The referee right in front of me was so sure. She was like, nah, you removed it before. And then come and see the camera. Come and see the tape. I could not challenge it because there was no VAR on the field. And that's my second what you're doing. My second what you're doing is actually going to the fucking refs. It's like, how you start it? How do you start the season with VAR and by the next game, there's no VAR? Huh? Then don't give people the option to challenge anything because we can't. We really can't. Do you know what I mean? It was just, it, for me personally, that's, and I just needed to get that out of the way. It just, it hurt my soul because I really went in there thinking, you know, I had a point, I had a whole like a whole plan, a whole system. I said, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And I did every fucking thing.
But, yeah, like games are brutal sometimes, like that.
It just be like that. So I'm just like, you know what, hey.
Because like, Johnny was saying, it would have also been crazy for their season two. Because I think both of you guys are 1-1 now.
Yeah, we're 1-1.
Yeah, it would have been crazy for them if they were you are too sure they played with that.
Exactly. Point. Yeah, at that point, yeah. It definitely I understood it. Obviously for the sake of you know, it's my team, I would have loved the win. But if I was not on that team, if I was not on Vikings and if I was not on Panthers, I wouldn't know how that team, how that pendulum would swing. Do you know what I mean? You wouldn't. Yeah. I'll be like, okay, it's a tie game.
I was like, oh my God. Because
yeah, you know, it'll be a tie game, or like one person will miraculously come out as a victor, and that's what happened.
Before the touchdown, I spoke with the ref and I was like, hey, how many minutes do we have? She told me it's like less than 1 minute. I just told Chingy, man, I don't know what you're going to do, but the next 3 balls you are throwing, you have to throw one to me. That's what happened.
Shout out. Who do you guys play next? What are the games next weekend?
So game previews then. Game previews. We have this section, game previews. Next week's game, we have the first game as newly high score ranking, whatever team, Phoenix, meets their parent company or their parent team in the Abuja Mavericks, who are, you know, arguably fan favorites to win the whole thing. So let's see how that plays off. Anybody have predictions for this?
I think Phoenix will win this.
Phoenix?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let me put it this way. I want Phoenix to win. Come on.
Okay.
Yeah, but do you think they are going to win? That's the prediction.
No, they're not going to win. Mavericks is going to win.
There we go. I predict. I genuinely
against his baby brother.
Yeah. I genuinely think, yeah, the Mavericks are probably going to win this one. And funny enough, I think it might, let me just shut up. I wanted to say it might fall down to defense.
The Mavericks will win. The Phoenix are not going to score more than 2 touchdowns. I'm telling you, because
you think they're even going to make 2 touchdowns?
No, they're not gonna score a lot. They have good receivers.
Yeah, they have good receivers.
But the quarterback is not good
enough. Yeah, that's the helm. Like that's my only question mark in Phoenix is their quarterback. That's it.
Yeah, because the Mavericks will intimidate them, mostly, you know, Josh.
Hayes alone. Do you know? Hayes alone is ready to have like 2 pick sixes.
He himself.
So maybe they should drug test it. I don't know.
The Phoenix should just play short.
The Phoenix should play smart. That's it.
Smart.
You just play smart, like something that never before seen type thing.
I feel the next thing that can go to Mavericks is the Vikings. Maybe try. If only they had more substitutes, but you know, Mavericks might go unbeaten.
Wait, so that means Panthers are playing Alpha.
Yeah, so that's the second game. Second game is Panthers versus the Alphas.
The target is 40 points.
Your target is 40 points. Okay. Good luck to all involved.
Yeah, you need to don't underestimate that team.
No, I'm not underestimating. Like two games is more than enough for us to get ourselves ready for.
Yeah, actually.
Yes, because what I'm saying is I'm not just talking on what's not, but looking at it from a game point of view, 2 games, anything that has played 2 games, if you're facing anything that has played 2 games, I think you already have a game plan.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's for sure. If the Phoenix can score 22, Chingy has to, make those good passes and we shouldn't drop balls. Because another thing is that the Alphas are dangerous because they have a favorite quarterback and any touchdown is already 8 points. And we don't
have to worry about third and female.
So that's a strength they have. If you start to convert them,
and if they now decide to give you people 10 points. What is the
delay? I need touchdown. It's a plus. So we have to
exactly.
be very, very.
You have to be here. You have to be very strategic.
We should have scored. So I'll just say.
I think. Yeah.
But that game, I still give it to Panthers to win, yeah.
Of course, who are you going to give it to?
I think get out of here.
I think the Alpha. I don't know how I'm feeling very on that doggy to be like
that dog's boy. Wow. Yeah,
I feel like if you guys, turn over the ball a lot and don't score, then like they'll eventually figure it out and score because. Obviously, like, you don't want to go into the third week or fourth week, 0-3. So, they are probably preparing their best, like, ways out of those situations. So, if you guys, it depends on how you guys come to play. If you come to play the way you played last week, you might not get away with it because it might cost you. Because, like you said, the lady doesn't turn over the ball a lot. If you turn over the ball a lot, you give her the ball more, she will score. So... Because they scored the first game of the season, the 8 points. Obviously, they didn't score last week. Yeah, they were shut out last week. But, like, if they score this time and win the turnover differential, they will probably win the game. So,
for sure.
That's what I'm looking out to see in this game.
Well, yeah, good luck to all the teams. Vikings, we don't have a game. Enjoy your bye week.
But don't enjoy your bye week. Get in the fucking lab.
I know. I know something. Figure out that ends week, shit. But don't enjoy it too much. We still had practice today. We're still going. We're adding extra days. Like,
good practice every day until you score in the end zone.
You know what? Enjoy the games. Enjoy the games on Sunday. But like, watch your opponents. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
So, and that's what that, we're not keeping.
Shout out IG Live. Coming through.
Definitely. Alrighty. So, next segment. Sean, do you want to take us?
Is that me taking us? What's that?
What you do? What?
I see. Generally, I feel like there can't be any other what you're doing aside from what you guys said. And that's just my honest feeling. I cannot think there's any play this weekend that could ever top what you guys described happening in the beginning of that game.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Because what was that? Like, that is all-time trolling. Like, that's enough to not play for the rest of the season when you make that kind of decision, like, when you make that kind of mistake.
Oh, no, you have to write your wrongs. it's very much...
Yeah, wrongs you can't write. Like, that's... No,
you have to write your wrongs. He still has three more... it's just a bit of premature shit, you know?
But, yeah, like that shit could have pushed
you. It's just a bit premature. He has three more games to, you know, I think to still save his ass, you know? But it was very much giving energy. Very much giving energy.
Running I don't see any watching surpassing that, but you guys can
try. So the what you doing of the week has to go to the boy D.Y. Crown D, cornerback for Phoenix, Abuja Phoenix. My boy, just make sure you know where the end of the end zone is and then actually go and celebrate first.
Mm-hmm. Score first. Like,
it was really giving pride comments before it fall.
I don't even know what that is, man.
Oh my lord, is that the title of the episode? Pride comment before I fall.
That could be, man. Like, but in the end, I think they still won the game, so they really
know.
Yeah, that was tricky, but like, I don't know, as the coach of that game, like, if I'm watching, I don't know, I might just. And then watch my QB come on the field, and that's
another one. I'm crying.
Like, guys, come on, what we doing?
It was his literal like first play as a QB ever. Mm. So I'm gonna leave it to like Jitters. It's okay, it's Jitters.
Yes, let's make that the learning curve. Like, don't do shit like that again, but
don't do shit like that no more. Or you know what? Continue to do shit like that. Continue to do shit like that.
Oh my god.
So that about like wraps up the episode, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm still studying, holding back, still listening. Nice. Good to see that hasn't changed.
I know, right? So thank you, everybody, for listening.
Johnny, yeah. Thanks for coming through. Johnny.
Thank you, Johnny, for coming through. You should have been here on this pod sooner, but one sooner or the other. But it's all good. Nice. As the Nigerian people say, God's timing is the best.
It's always the best.
Shout out, Johnny. Do you have any words of advice or encouragement for your teammates going into next week?
Any closure remarks?
Well, dear Panthers, the job is not yet done, according to the great Kobe.
The job is just starting.
It's not yet done. So there's no... We're not celebrating anything. The job is not yet done. So we keep moving.
Yep. Alrighty then. You heard it, Panthers. El Pantera, good luck in your game. Good luck to all the teams. May the victors come out. Give us beautiful stats, beautiful score lines. I want all the drama. And to the dear listeners, thank you for keeping up with us thus far. Like, share, subscribe and stuff, ask your questions. Please send in your questions so that by even before next week we already have questions for y'all. And if you have questions regarding whatever you've heard on the episode, please send those out of pocket things to our DMs. We're just going to post them on X.
We'll
post the most out of pocket stuff. It could be NFL related, it could be flag football related. We would prefer flag football related, to be honest, but go ahead. We love the engagements nonetheless. So, all the way from this side, I've been Dr. Z. Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you, Johnny, for coming through.
The man across the pond saying hi to the king, sipping tea. Thank you, Cheryl.
Have a good night. Thank you, guys.
And then all the teams. Host the most,
ball out of
Mr. Laza, Coach Laza. It's been him. It's been him.